Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How important is your name to those who know you well? How do you hope to be regarded by people? More than that, what do your loved ones, family members, or children, or siblings think of you? Paul's name, Paul's integrity and reputation among the Galatian Christians was on the line and questioned when he wrote this letter to them. Even those who were once children in the faith, who had been raised by Paul in the faith, were now on the brink of abandoning his spiritual leadership and oversight. Today's reading, St. Paul was required to defend his preaching because false teachers, the Judaizers, were infiltrating the ranks, stating that Paul's word was insufficient, inadequate, not on par with the rest of the 12 apostles. It was not on par because he was not with Jesus for those 3 years during his ministry. Paul's word was insufficient because he was a latecomer to the faith, or so they said. When Luther comments on this text, he points out how the devil is plainly behind this type of deception of the false teachers who discredit Paul. And Paul plainly told the Galatians that the gospel which he preached was not something man made up. In fact, he did not receive his word from any man, nor was he taught by the other 12. Instead, he received it by revelation from Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. The gospel of grace, the good news that Jesus Christ died and rose again that we might have eternal life, needs no additional efforts on our part to try to secure it. Instead, Jesus Christ's crucifixion was the one all-sufficient real payment for all sins. And Jesus freely died on the cross and rose again to give us new life. That same authentic message of grace is desperately needed in our world today, because many false gospel messages are still popular and either pierce the airwaves of radio or the screens of television or are on certain websites or even lay on bookstore shelves. However, sadly, most of them, to some greater or lesser degree, urge human effort to actually secure your relationship with God. Some will state, Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, but then lawfully instruct you in the sinner's prayer to ask Jesus into your heart. Others will say if you apply the promises of God, God will truly bless you with an abundant life. Many in our culture today do not want a theology of the cross, let alone some in our churches do not even want a divine Christ. But many want a quick self-help theology of glory, in which they can control and be a part of their salvation. And that is because within each one of us, by nature, our sinful nature, we want to find something that we can contribute to God in our relationship with Him. Paul warns us that any addition to the gospel is a false gospel. Similar to what the Judaizers were telling these Galatian Christians, by forcing them to be circumcised, those Christians who had once come to faith and believed in the gospel and were baptized, telling them to be circumcised made these Christians think that maybe what Paul was saying really wasn't enough. It threw Paul's word into doubt. To be truly saved, they needed to adhere to the Jewish law. Yet that's why Paul retorts, "Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you trying to attain your goal by human effort?" The real gospel is that we are saved not because of anything we do toward our salvation. Instead, we are saved only because Christ Himself was good for us. And by His Spirit, we are brought to faith, either by the Word or even water and the Word. The question is, how do you test whether something is true or false? Through study. One of the reasons many of you students are taking Greek at this time is precisely for this reason. Because by knowing the nuances of the original text of the New Testament, you will be able to better distinguish truth from error. The reasons many of you young men are here at Christ Academy is here so that you can study. And by studying, better know how to distinguish truth from error. St. Paul did not make his gospel, nor did anybody. Nor did he come to his senses gradually as a disciple of Jesus through the apostles' teaching. He did not receive it from any man. And just 3 days after Paul was struck down and converted by Jesus on the road to Damascus and baptized by Ananias, he immediately preached that Jesus was the Son of God. The word of grace which the Galatians heard, that God had forgiven all of their sins for the sake of Jesus Christ, was the truth. Before St. Paul served as a preacher to the Gentiles, he was a devout Jew, zealous in every way for the work righteous traditions of the past. Previously, he wanted to destroy the way. That's why he was one of those men collecting clothes as they threw stones to kill Stephen. And then in Acts 8, when the great persecution arose, Paul was so zealous that he wanted to go to Damascus to secure more Christians and have them put in prison. How could such a beautiful message of the gospel, how could 13 books of the New Testament come from such a zealous persecutor of the faith? By grace. By grace. And it is Paul's story to us, his life, which actually magnifies the grace of God and the gospel. In Paul, we see the love of God. How one could be such an enemy of the cross and then be drawn to the cross. St. Paul asked the Galatians then, Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? The answer is obvious. They received the Spirit of God by grace alone through faith, which they heard through Paul's preaching of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who continues to give us such faith to believe in God's word and to believe in his Son, so that we, by his grace, may continue to bring this message of life to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.